Hello.
Hello. Who am I speaking to?
Yes.
What's
Good afternoon. My name is Tony calling from Opinion Research, and I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local community. Are you registered to vote, sir?
I am.
Okay. Thank you. All right, sir, and just for qualification purpose for the survey, in which of the following are you states are you registered to vote? Would that be Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New York?
I'm in Michigan.
Michigan. All right. Thank you.
Yep.
All right, sir, and just for qualification purpose for the survey, what year were you born?
98.
98. Okay. All right, sir, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Would that be almost certain, probably 50-50, or will not vote?
About 50-50, depends on if I can get someone to take me down there, since I live with family and they're the only ones who could take me since I don't have a license.
All right. So if you have to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
Right now, I would say the increase in straight-up inflation. Everything's getting too pricey.
Inflation. All right, sir, and now thinking back in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or like many people, did you skip that one?
I skipped that one.
You skipped, okay. Did not vote, okay. All right, sir,
I didn't like either option.
Okay. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, the Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I think I'd probably go independent.
Okay, independent. All right, so now some people, feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me, how likely are you to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100? 0 meaning that there's no chance that you will vote for them, and 100 meaning that you would definitely vote for them, but you can use any number between. The first one would be Donald Trump.
0.
0. Joe Biden.
I'd say 20 for him.
20? Okay. Thank you. All right, sir, and thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for a Republican candidate or a Democratic candidate in your district?
I'll admit, I focused on the presidential. I don't really pay attention to the Congress.
Okay, so...
I would just look at what they choose when I see the ballots, and then go off of whatever sounds closest to my ideals.
Okay, well, if the election were held today, okay, and if you have to decide right now, which candidate would you lean, towards, would that be the Republican candidate or Democratic candidate?
I'll admit, I don't remember what either of them go for. That's why I always read the things.
Okay, so none of those, right?
I'm not sure who I'd go for.
Okay, no problem, sir. Okay, and then who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Would you say Joe Biden and the Democratic Party or Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
I'd go Democratic.
Democratic. Would that be much more or just somewhat more?
Much more. Immigration, most of America was formed by immigrants.
Okay. Okay, sir, now please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each of the following statements. Okay, President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. Would you strongly agree with that, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I'd somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Okay, President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
I strongly agree on that one.
Okay. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
I would say that one somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Okay, and President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to release pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrival of vulnerable migrants.
I'd say somewhat.
Somewhat agree. Okay, thank you, sir. All right, sir, and I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants for each one.
I've got to go. I have stuff I have to do, so... I'm sorry, that's where we'll have to call this year.
Okay, well, appreciate your help, sir. Bye-bye.
Yep, bye.